From Washington, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said they have a new bill that would set a national standard for labeling of foods containing genetically modified ingredients, or GMO. It has been a major issue in Washington and around the world. This package has been a long time coming, according to Ron Moore, Vice President of the American Soybean Association. He said soybean farmers absolutely support this bill, and we call on the Senate to pass it as soon as possible. The bill will establish a national standard of mandatory disclosure through a variety of options, including a quick response or QR codes, 800 numbers, websites, and on-pack labeling, such that companies would be able to select the method of disclosure that works best for them. By setting a national mandatory standard, the bill would preempt state labeling laws, and in doing so, prevent a patchwork of differing standards between the various states. So it's a major move for food products and for GMOs. The legislation is a product of a full year of discussions and negotiations between Democrats and Republicans, according to ASA. Moore said, "We get nothing from a ceremonial effect. What we need is a piece of legislation that can pass." Pamela Bailey, President and CEO of the Grocery Manufacturers Association, and Charles F. Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, said they are supporting this legislation. They believe the bipartisan Senate agreement is welcome news for farmers, consumers, and food manufacturers across the U.S. This solution increases consumer access to additional product information without stigmatizing a safe, proven technology that is relied on by American farmers. They say that Vermont's GMO's own package labeling mandate is set to take effect July 1st. We remain confident that today's Senate agreement, a national solution, can be passed into law by Congress before the negative impacts of this Vermont law. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.